Hey folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here on the 4th of February 2012, and it's a little after noon here in the UK. I posted a question on Twitter yesterday evening asking for some information, tips, thoughts, etc. on my next pair of walking footwear. I actually used the term boots when I posted my tweet, and I had a lot of response, an incredible amount of response, and that's one of the wonderful things about Twitter. If you follow the right people, you will get the right sort of responses to any questions you ask. And I'm very lucky and very fortunate in that I follow some excellent people on Twitter in regards to the outdoors and all things relating to boots, gear, hikes, routes, etc. And I had a lot of feedback, and a lot of the feedback was various brands of footwear, and a lot of the feedback were people's personal choices, of course, and that's what you expect. And it's difficult sometimes to sift through all the information, even though I requested it, and find something that, you know, to sort of grab me and to say, well, I'll have that pair. But the best advice I was given was by three people, and these three people were actually tagged in my initial tweet. And the people were Hendrik, Basti and Phil. I won't give the Twitter names here, I'll put them in the title of the boo. And everybody who gave me feedback was fantastic and some great information. But these three people I follow because I really rate their thoughts and their experience. They have vast experience between them of hiking, walking, camping, all things outdoors. And it is an absolute joy to be able to have contact and be in touch with people like this who are not only experienced and what's the word I'm looking for? Experienced and, well, have wisdom. They enjoy what they do. They enjoy hiking, and they enjoy passing the information on. They enjoy helping people to come to the right choices. And the best advice I was given was to forget brands and to simply go into a good stockist of plenty of footwear for the outdoors and try pairs on, and spend quite a bit of time doing so, and walking around the store in them and this sort of thing. And I tend to do that to a degree, but I tend to go to my local stores where the range is limited. And some of the new footwear that's coming out, some of the new brands, the footwear is excellent, tried and tested, although not available readily in the high streets, as it were. And so there are specialist or more specialist shops, which I shall endeavour to go to and spend some time there, which I'll enjoy doing as well. Again, this is a wonderful thing about Twitter, the ability to tap into people, enthusiastic people who are, I would use the word expert, though of course they won't use that word themselves. People who I get the advice from are just like to think themselves as outdoor folk who happen to have built up some knowledge along the way. And there are some great people out there, like Chris Townsend. And I welcome this advice, and I was greatly thrilled at the response I got. And I'm really booing to say thank you to everybody for contributing to my question and giving me some sound advice. And it makes sense, really, to go and try various shoes on, and I will do so. What I have realised and discovered, though, is that I shan't go for a pair of boots, which is my normal footwear. I love boots. I always have, for the ankle support they give more than anything. But now I'm going to go for some trail shoes. What brand I don't know yet. I'm going to experiment. I have quite broad feet, and that's always been a problem with decent footwear. And so I'm going to take the advice given. I'm going to find a good shop somewhere like Go Outdoors or Webtogs, and spend a few hours trying some footwear on, ready for my pilgrimage. And it'll give me time to walk in it and test it before I actually go anyway. So thanks again to everybody for helping me on Twitter. You know who you are. And as always, God bless you all.